the greatest name in serials, presents...
Wild Bill Hickok!
Hiya, folks. Hold on to your hats and pass those Kellogg's sugar corn pops. Because here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We've got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from that great new cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops!
Today, Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story of 2 + 2. Before we get into today's exciting Wild Bill Hickok adventure, boys and girls, let me remind you to start your collection of Wild Bill Hickok's famous gun cutouts. You'll find them on the backs of the new yellow Kellogg Sugar Corn Pops packages, a whole series of handsome guns made famous in the Wild West. Look for them down at your grocery store tomorrow. Now, let's listen. United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his deputy Jingles fought their way westward across the plains of Kansas to the cattle belt that ran from Texas up to Wyoming. Behind them, they left a trail of law and order as they cleaned up one bandit gang after another. But one adventure almost wound up in disaster when Jingles got completely baffled by a little problem of 2 + 2.
Hey, Bill, that'd be real fun, wouldn't it?
What's that, Jingles? Ringing a bell?
Sure, I'd like to ring this bell all the time.
Well, if you did that, partner, you'd have to teach school also. You know that goes along with it.
Oh, now, Bill, not me. I know I'm real smart, but, well, I don't want no part of school teaching. I had enough trouble with the teachers when I was a little button.
Well, put that bell down and let's get on our way.
I wish it wasn't Saturday. I'd like to watch them do their lessons. Wonder who the school teacher is.
I don't know, Jingles, but I think we should write him a note and thank him for letting us stop in out of the rain.
Oh, that's quite all right, Mr. Hickok.
Huh?
You're perfectly welcome anytime. Oh. And so's your deputy.
Well, guess I don't have to write that note after all.
Looks that way. I see you know our names, mister, and I take it you're the schoolmaster here.
Yeah, that's right, Marshal. My name's Tom Dabney.
Glad to meet you, Tom.
Yeah, same here, Professor. How come you're around the schoolhouse on Saturday, especially this late?
Well, I live just across the road. When I heard the bell ringing after dark like that, I thought our mysterious visitor was back again.
Mysterious visitor? No, it was just me. Little old me, I was... What mysterious visitor?
If you'd like to come over to my place, I'll tell you all about it. I don't like to leave Jeedy alone too long.
Jeedy? Who's that?
My son.
Oh.
See, my wife's back in Philadelphia visiting her family, so Jeedy and I are being bachelors for a while.
Bill, don't you reckon we better be getting on? I don't like the sounds of this mystery business.
No, partner, I think we'll go along with Tom. I'm getting real curious.
Well, doggone it, I ain't. Already, I can feel the short hair sticking up on my neck like a wild razorback's. Well, that means we're headed for a mess of meanness as sure as I'm a foot wide.
Take off your coats and make yourselves at home, gentlemen. Jeedy, Jeedy, we got company. I think you'd like to meet.
Who is it, Dad? Hey, I know who that is. That's Wild Bill Hickok. You're Jingles.
There, Bill. I finally found somebody who knows who I am, too.
Dad, the Indians came again while you were gone, and the chief was with them this time.
Injun?
What's this all about, Tom?
Well, that's part of the story I was going to tell you, Mr. Hickok. What did they say this time, Jeedy?
Big Chief Running Bear say, you tell man with book, if bell ring and ghost horse ride in Valley of Blue Light one more time, Indian tomahawk send man with book to big sleep.
Big sleep.
What did he mean, Dad? What is a big sleep?
Why, that means those doggone bow benders are
Jingles.
Gonna... Huh? Oh, it don't mean nothing, Jeedy boy. Nothing at all.
I think it's about your bedtime, Jeedy. How about saying goodnight?
Oh, gee whiz.
Jeedy?
Oh, all right, Dad. Are Wild Bill and Jingles gonna stay here tonight? Will I see him in the morning?
Well, I'll try to persuade him to stay. Now, on your way.
We'll be here, Jeedy. I want to stick around and meet your friend, the Indian Chief Running Bear.
Bill... Bill, you ain't going to have to wait till morning. Look, at the window, and he's all painted up with war paint.
Oh, up there, Wranglers. Here's high-riding news. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops have got a real, genuine Wild Bill Hickok Marshall's badge for you. You've never seen the likes, I tell you. A real molded silver-shining Marshall's badge, same as Wild Bill himself uses. It's a big six-pointer star, heavy as a nugget. Around the edge, engraved real deep and fancied up with black enamel, there she reads Marshall Wild Bill Hickok. And right smack dab in the middle, there's a picture of Wild Bill and Jingles. Now, if you want to ride secret, we got that fixed, too. You get a simulated brown leather badge carrying case, so you can keep your badge in your pocket along with a special Marshall's identification and membership card with Wild Bill's signature. On the cover of the case, there's Wild Bill Hickok's official insignia. No doubt about it, Wranglers. You'll be the envy of the whole corral with your Wild Bill Hickok Marshall's badge. Sure, it's easy to get. Send the top from a package of those good-eating Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops and 25 cents to Kellogg's Box 306, Battle Creek, Michigan. Got that? Send the box top from Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops and 25 cents to Kellogg's Box 306, Battle Creek, Michigan. Hurry, send today. But remember, this offer's good only in those areas permitting such offers.
A minute after G.D., Tom Dabney's son, had told Wild Bill Hickok about the threat of Chief Running Bear, Jingles spied the chief's face outside the window, a weird spectacle in its garish war paint.
Don't move, Jingles. Tom, you and G.D. stand where you are.
Bill, those two braves standing behind the chief, they've got arrows in their bows all ready to shoot.
I see them, partner. Let's see if a little sign language to the chief will do any good.
What are you saying to him, Wild Bill?
Shh, G.D.
I'm just telling him that we're his friends, G.D., and asking him to come in for a powwow.
Yeah, and he can leave those two sharpshooters of his standing out in the rain for all of me.
Hey, he's shaking his head.
Bill, he's gone. Just like that. He's gone.
Yeah, partner. Guess my sign language wasn't too convincing. Well, all right, Judy, you can go to bed now.
Well, if you say so, Wild Bill. Good night, Jingles.
Good night, youngster. Don't you go snoring in your sleep and waking me up.
Oh, I don't snore. Night.
Bill, this bell ringing and Indian threats to kill the professor here is real bad medicine, ain't it?
I don't know, Jingles. We'd better get the rest of the story from Tom before we go jumping on a wildcat's back.
Yeah. Go on, Tom, tell us.
Now, what about the bell, Tom?
Yeah, and where does Chief Running Bear and his war paint figure into this?
Well, it's a fantastic story, Bill. Three times in the last 2 weeks, the school bell's been heard ringing in the night across the Valley of Blue Light. That's only 2 miles from here.
Now, why do they call it that?
Oh, on moonlight nights, the moon shines on a big lake. It makes the whole valley take on a strange blue glow.
Oh.
Well, each time when I went to school the next morning, the bell was on my desk. The Indians who live in the valley think I'm the one ringing the bell.
Stands to reason somebody's stealing the bell and scaring the Indians with it.
Yeah, but there's more. While the bell's ringing, a big horse all draped in white rides around the rim of the valley. Well, actually, it's more like a big canyon.
A white horse?
Yeah, but stranger still. The sound of the horse's hoofbeats rolls like echoing thunder throughout the valley. I heard it once myself.
And the Indians of Chief Running Bear's tribe think you're the bell-ringing ghostwriter.
Certainly. I'm the school teacher. I have the only bell like that.
Well, we'll stick around and look into this.
Bill, I hear it. The bell. I hear it, Bill.
Hold it, partner. Maybe we can, too.
That's it, all right.
Well, let's have a look outside.
Hey, it stopped raining and the moon's coming out.
If we were down in the valley, we could hear the hoofbeats.
That's just where we're going. Jingles, you stay here with G.D. Tom, you go saddle your horse and you're coming with me.
I won't be a minute, Bill.
Oh, now, Bill, you ain't going to leave me here, are you?
We can't take G.D. with us, partner, and we can't leave Tom here alone until we clear up this mystery.
Yeah, but what if them feathered fellers come around and start scalping me?
Now, you wouldn't let them do that to you, would you?
Oh, no, I wouldn't let them do that, would I? Oh, but Bill,
I... See you later, partner. Oh.
Right up through this draw, Bill. We'll be on the floor of the valley.
Is this the way you came the night you heard the hoofbeats?
Yeah, just about here.
Oh, my God, stand there, boy. Hey, there's the bell again.
Yeah, I can't understand what makes it sound so big. Just a hand bell. You saw it.
Yeah.
There, Bill, there. There go the hoofbeats. Did you ever hear anything like that?
No, I didn't.
And there's a white horse, Bill, starting its ride around the rim of the canyon.
Now, there's a sight to run chills up your spine. No wonder the Indians are getting that dander up.
Yeah, but what's his object, Bill?
That's just what I mean to find out. Come on, let's ride that polecat down. Hi, Marshal.
Hi! Yeah, hi!
Doggone it, I don't see why Bill left me and took the professor with him. What if them Indians come back and... Oh, they wouldn't do that. No, sir.
Talking to Jingles?
Huh? Oh, me? I was just talking to myself. Do it all the time. Hey, what are you doing out of bed?
Your chair was squeaking and it woke me up.
Oh, I'm sorry. Reckon it needs oiling or rubbing down with beeswax.
Where's Dad and Wild Bill?
Your dad and Wild Bill? They just went for a ride.
Ride? At night? What for?
Oh, just to see about an old Indian. They just went for a ride, see?
No, I don't see.
I was afraid you wouldn't. Maybe you better go back to bed.
Well, I'm not sleepy now.
You're not, huh? Well, want to play a game?
What kind of games?
Oh, how about cowboys and Indians? Indian? No, we'll play something else.
You sure act funny. Something's wrong, isn't it?
Wrong? Oh, no. Now, what could be wrong?
Something about that bell ringing out there. That's a school bell.
Oh, now, let's just forget that old bell. Come here and climb up in my lap and I'll sing you a song.
Well, all right.
There you are. Now, I'm going to sing you to sleep. Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam and the deer and the antelope plain, where seldom is heard.
Jingles, I don't think I can go to sleep to your singing.
You don't, huh?
Nope.
Now, give me just one little good reason why. Just one.
Well, I don't think I'd better. Dad always tells me if I can't see something nice, I better not say anything.
He does, huh?
Yep.
And you can't think of anything nice to say about my singing, huh?
Nope.
Then you're real nice not to say anything.
Jingles?
Yeah?
Is it a bad sign for a fella as big as me to be scared once in a while?
Oh, no, not a bit. Why'd it take about 10 armories your size to make one of me, and I get scared once in a while.
Well, then I'm scared.
You are, huh?
Yeah. Something's wrong, and Dad and Wild Bill are out there in the night, and the bell's ringing, and that Indian chief threatened to kill Dad. That's what he meant, wasn't it, when he said the big sleep, wasn't it?
Now you just listen to me, young fella. Don't you be scared for a minute, not even a little bit. You just put your faith in Wild Bill Hickok, and you'll be all right. Why, I'll bet he's just about got this bell mystery solved right now. But doggone it, I wish I was out there helping him.
We're gaining on that ghost rider, Bill.
Yeah. Did you notice that those hoofbeats aren't coming from that rider's horse? They're across the valley now.
Hey, that's right.
That means he's got a helper in his little scheme.
Bill, he's seen us. That shot whistled right by my ear.
Get low on the saddle, Tom. After him, Buckshot.
Hi! Hey, look. Our ghost rider's cutting back down into the valley.
He's not giving up easy. Come on, Buckshot. Down the hill, boy.
Yeah. Come on. Come on, Tom. Stay with him. Bill, why don't you shoot back at him?
I want to take him alive. I got a lot of questions to ask him. All right, we're almost down now. Easy, Buckshot. Easy, boy.
Hey, he's got a good mount.
And he had a good head start. We're pulling him in. Stay with it, Buckshot, boy. Stretch out!
Bill, look!
Indians.
The whole tribe's after us. And we're caught in the middle of the valley.
Stay low on that saddle and ride. We can't stop now. Ride for it, Tom! Hi, Buckshot! Catch that ghost rider, boy. It's our only chance. Go, boy! Hi! Hi!
I'll be a whistling mockingbird, Wranglers. Just why do you suppose these new Kellogg sugar corn pops in the big yellow box always taste so fresh and good? Huh? Well, you know why, don't you? The answer to that one's right inside every box of Kellogg sugar corn pops. It's that shiny, bright bag your sugar pops come sealed in. Partners, that bag is pure aluminum. Keeps your Kellogg's sugar corn pops fresh up to 10 times longer. So they're always crisp and crunchy and fresh as an evening breeze. Yes, sirree, by jingo, you can always depend on Kellogg's sugar corn pops to be downright delicious. Out of the box like candy or out of the bowl. Now, your whole family's going to be diving into these new Kellogg's sugar corn pops. So get your mom to load up big at the store. And then you can have all the sugar pops you want.
Yippee! Sugar pops.
They're sugar-coated, tastes so sweet. Just pour on some milk.
Oh, boy, they're neat.
Kellogg's sugar corn pops. Sugar pops are tops. Now, sugar pops, you know, are sweet.
But cowboys know there's an extra treat.
Right out of the box, take a handful out. Pop them into your mouth as you run about. Kellogg's sugar corn pops. Sugar pops are tops.
When Wild Bill Hickok and Tom Dabney were almost close enough to catch the Ghost Rider, they were attacked suddenly by Chief Running Bear's braves. Wild Bill yelled for Tom to ride for it and kept after the mysterious Ghost Rider. Meanwhile, back at the Dabney house, Jingles was trying to keep young Jeedy occupied.
Oh, come on, Jeedy, sing with me.
Well, all right, Jingles, if you want me to.
Yeah, that's a boy. Now, all together.
Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam and the deer and the antelope play. Where seldom is heard a discouraged...
Jingles! Hey, Jingles, what's that?
Shots. Sounds like the whole county's at war.
Yeah, and Dad and Wild Bill out there. Jingles, we gotta go help them.
But Bill said, well, I ain't staying here another minute. Come on, partner. You doggone right, we gotta go help them. Get your boots on, Buster, and let's go. We'll both ride Joker.
We're coming to the rim, Jingles. We can look down and see what's going on.
Yeah, I sure hope Bill ain't gone and gotten himself into something I can't get him out of this time.
Hey, stop here, Jingles. Whoa, Joker.
Whoa, yeah, whoa, whoa, Joker. Woo-wee. Almost rode right off the edge of the rim.
Hey, Jingles, look. Down there, on this side of the lake.
Yeah, riders string out for a mile. First a white horse and then two riders. Hey, that's Bill and your pa.
And they're being chased by the Indians. Jingles, what can we do?
Well, that white horse is heading up the hill this way, and it looks like Bill is after him. Maybe I can head him off.
Well, then come on. Let's ride.
Oh, no, you don't. I'm not letting you get into that fracas. You're staying right here out of harm.
Oh, but gee whiz.
You got plenty of sand, Jeedy boy, but this is man's work. Stay put now.
Well, I will. Good luck, Jingles.
Yeah, I'm going to need it. Jump, Joker. We got to get Bill out of this one right now. Ha, ha, ha!
How you coming, Tom?
Fine, Bill. We're leaving the Indians behind.
Not far enough. And that Ghost Rider's heading up for that cave.
Hey, look, Bill. Coming down the hill to the right. Up there.
Yeah, it's Jingles.
Jingles? Then where's Jeedy?
Don't worry. Jingles wouldn't leave him where he could be hurt.
Hey, Jingles is cutting across the trail of the Ghost Rider.
All right, now's the time. Take him, Buckshot. Hi! Hi, you one!
Come on, Bill! Jeedy!
That's just what I'm aiming to do, partner. All right, you night-riding child. Come down over that porch! No! Get up and let's see what kind of a jasper you are.
You ain't gonna be able to see when I get through with you.
That just might be the other way around, mister. Now you can start clearing up this little mysterious game of yours before Chief Running Bear and his boys get here.
I ain't clearing up nothing.
Hey, Bill! That shot came from this cave up here. I'll take care of it.
Be careful, partner. That's this Jasper sidekick up there.
You ain't taking me, you meddling...
Stand right where you are. I've had plenty of trouble out of you for one night. Hey, Jingles, you all right up there?
Yeah, Bill, I'm all right. You're going to have to get all your information out of this coyote. That polecat up in the cave ain't going to be talking for a while, yeah.
Hey, Jingles, you found my school bell.
Yeah, found it up in that cave. That part of the mystery?
Hey, Bill, the Indians stopped way back. Chief Running Bear's riding up alone.
Yeah, I guess now's the time to get the whole story.
You, Wild Bill Hickok. You say by sign language you Chief Running Bear's friend.
Now you prove it by catch Ghost Rider.
Well, here he is, Chief. You recognize him?
Nah, he don't know me.
Yes, I know him. He bad man Bull Lega. 4 moons back, he tried to steal gold from Indian Valley of Blue Light.
Yeah, Bill, I heard about that, but he disappeared.
Yes, we run him away one time. Now he come back.
Yeah, with a bunch of new tricks.
Tricks? Bill, you mean that bell? See, that's what those logs were for, I guess, huh?
Logs? What logs?
Oh, well, just inside the cave up there, I saw 2 hollow logs. One of them had sheep's hide stretched across the end of it, and this bell was laying right by the other one.
Yeah. Pretty good trick, if I do say so myself. And I'd have had these dad-blasted Indians heading for somewhere else if you hadn't come along.
You mean that a hollow log could make that bell sound that big?
At the mouth of a cave? Sure. He was beating the makeshift drum with his hands to make it sound like hoofbeats when this coyote was riding the rim.
Jingles, is it all right now? Hi, Dad.
Jeetie, you all right, son?
Well, sure. Me and Jingles just came out to help you and Wild Bill.
All of you great friend of Chief Running Bear's people. You give me this bad man Lager. We take care of him.
No, Chief. The laws of his own people will take care of him and his partner. You and your tribe go in peace.
Yeah, Chief. And something tells me you better wash your face. That war paint don't look very peaceful.
Yeah, Chief. You know, the button's got a right good idea there. This is a mighty pretty valley you got here, and, well, I reckon the thing to do is to enjoy it. Might settle down in a place like this myself. Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam and the deer and the antelope play.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison and Andy Devine.
Say, Andy, I understand our story for Friday has to do with a champion.
It sure does, Guy. A champion frog. So don't miss it, kids. Hear how a frog gets Wild Bill into plenty of trouble in The Champion of Pharaoh Flats.
Meanwhile, Andy and I hope you'll remember to get Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops.
Right. It's a great new cereal with the sweetening already on it.
You bet it is. Andy and I think Sugar Corn Pops are great. So long.
See you Friday.
Yes, sir. Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Forrest Lewis, Jeff Silver, Ed Max, Harry Bartell, and Jack Moyles. Our director is Paul Pierce, story by Larry Hayes, music by Dick Orant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Don't forget to listen Friday, same time, same station, when Wild Bill Hickok defends the champion of Pharaoh Flats. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal, and Kellogg's Corn Flakes, America's favorite ready-to-eat cereal.